Another question was asked was, does monatomic gold raise our vibrations, and how do we know if our vibrations are high enough for the fifth dimension?
Well, we don't know if they're high enough to the fifth dimension until we're there, and then we will know. In the meantime, everybody listening, they wouldn't even be tuned to your show unless there was something that's grabbing them. They knew something there is being said, because they know things are changing, and they're not getting the real answers, but their soul wants to know the answers. So the whole catch here is this. We are what we eat, drink, and think. Because of that, it simply means that wherever you center your mind becomes a consciousness of who you are. Center your mind on you, you change you. Center your mind on something else, you change that. Artists center their mind on something else and they convey their thoughts on paper. Dancers center their mind on something else and they spin to the air and defy gravity because they're not there. This is why creative souls are good at whatever they do. But once you get the ability to live off of what you do, this is why they say if your advocation could be your vocation, you're blessed. Now, if our vocation could be the advent of consciousness and the lifting of consciousness on this planet, much as what you're doing now at your show, then look at how much wonder you get from it. Then the impossible becomes acceptable because we're looking for something past the impossible, so the possible is now practical. Everything is impractical or practical based on the states of consciousness. None of it is real. It's wherever we choose to center ourselves.
And what foods should we eat that will assist us through the process of ascension? Like, what do you recommend?
Liquids. Because everything you get is going to be broken down to a liquid, either into an electrolyte, into a mineral, or to a liquid. So consequently, liquids. Now, you got not only most whether they'll be, what do you want to call them, allopaths or homeopaths or nutraceuticals or pharmaceuticals, all of them agree that small things affect greatly. So if we're getting into liquids, then understand that below liquids or so are what they call colloidals or ionic. Most of our products we have are either ionic or monatomic, which means they're very easily absorbed. Anything else, you got to break it down. That's why we have digestive, amylase, protease, I mean, all these things to break things down. If the things are already broken down, we don't take as much time and energy to break them down. We can use that time and energy to renew and to go forth and set up our own Merkaba, our own energy fields around ourselves. Look at Thanksgiving. People come together Christmas and Thanksgiving, eat, because eating is a joyous time, especially if the things are sweet or they taste good. But then what happens? They go to sleep. It took so much energy to process the food, which is supposed to give us energy, we don't have energy enough to even stay alive. We go to sleep, which shows we don't even understand what food is. Food should be in liquid form, and if it's in liquid form, anytime you eat anything and you're tired when you're eating it, it's not food. It's dirty fiber and stuff that we've been called as food, $3 for $1 at Big M's and stuff like this, which has nothing good in it at all. But if you can begin that now, after you eat the food, you have more energy, that's food. Most soul food is not. Most soul food kills the soul or makes the soul come out of the body. It kills you.
Okay. Another question is, what role does our ancestral past play in our earthly karmic experience? Can our genetic ties, generational heritage, have such a heavy resonance that it propels or prevents actions or experiences now?
Can you repeat that last part again, please?
Can our genetic ties, generational heritage, have such a heavy resonance that it propels or prevents actions or experiences now?
If you believe in the ancestors and that only the ancestors can lead you to help out of this dimension, then you forget one thing. You are your ancestors. That's why the DNA is there. You're a composite with 75 trillion cells as put in by the Human Genome Project, if we can believe anything they said. You're already a part of your ancestors' body. To call on the ancestors, now people are ashaying and ashaing, all you're doing is calling on earthbound consciousness, which should be expanding at this time. Many of the souls that were born at that time and died in slavery and mid-passage and all the horrible ways that they did are now already back. They came back as indigos. They came back here from about 62 to about 87. They were here to fight a fight. They were angry. And since these reptiles knew better what we knew about ourselves and the governments that they control knew better, they started wars for them to fight at. Instead of coming back to fight injustice and those tyrannies that were right where they were born, in the homes and villages and hamlets and suburbs that they were born, they sent them overseas to fight other battles. They fight World War One and Two in Korea and Vietnam. Never was a good war, all of them based on lies. And that's another thing. All the wars that started all because of lies. But they used up their energy. Then they started fighting. Well, now we're going to get, I'm going to get in deep trouble now. Then they started fighting the air and cursing, and they call it rap. And they call it later on, I can't say hip-hop, would I? So I only say they use curse words to vent all that. Fighting in the air, acting like gorillas, acting like beasts because they were angry. Where they should have been fighting, they were not allowed. Then they sent them fighting other people in other lands who had done nothing to them. These crystals are coming in now. They're past all of that. They're here for one purpose, to get it on the mental, spiritual plane. They will be able to move objects soon. They can communicate with animals. When they're born, their eyes are wide open, their necks are erect. They talk to the mother in the womb. First trimester, they're ready to come out, but there's not the gestation point, so they're not ready yet. They are the ones that can begin to fight these hybrids, and that's what these abductions are about. These hybrids that these Dracons are taking, as they know they're about to die or get off this planet, so they're now kind of crossing with different racial species here. Hardest one to cross is those with melanin. That's why they don't abduct as that many black people. But they want to get a hybrid species here, put them in the ground in these caves. When this mess is over on the surface, let them come up and take over the planet so they still win. That's why you got a lot. That's a big solution, too, by another whole question that's usually asked about why are things happening now. Because they're getting ready to be defeated, but they also want to win even in defeat. Everything that you can imagine is happening on this planet at this time because we're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about, is there going to be a lot of people that's going to die next year coming in 2010? I mean, I got to go there.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Because
some
I
people
really
understand.
Didn't
this.
Go there, sister.
I know, but I have to. I mean, I hate to say it like that, and I don't really mean to say it like that. But I mean,
you know,
I don't really
I mean,
know.
You know,
the
honestly,
way to
you know.
Say it.
Honestly, you know, if I can just chime in here, you know, just because I know definitely the doctor had definitely brought forth some information, but and you know we've talked about this, so it's better for individuals because we all do still see everything that's going on as more of a reason to get proactive about ascending. Like every situation that's presenting can work out in one's favor, but it is time for the training wheels to come off. And I know personally that, you know, there's supposed to be a huge interaction with a lot of the constellations that emit certain kinds of energy next year, where they just call the year of the light and the involvement that the Mayans had with their serpent worship and things like that. So, you know, I do think, you know, just in saying that, you know, people should be really aware that they do now have to deal with the situation. Train wheels are coming off.
Yeah, you either ascend or you die. It's just that simple. We die each night, but we don't fear it. You say, I'm sleepy. I got to go to bed. I got to get me some sleep because you know that the body is so worn out, so depleted of energy, that the soul must come out of it so the body can get rid of all the poison and waste. That's why the breath smells and the urine smells and defecation is there because we're so full of toxins, we got to let that body recharge. So we come out of the body, and we let it recharge. We recharge, really. And come back into the body. So let's just say that there is no such thing as death for a soul, okay? But you can sure ascend, transcend, or descend. That's up to you, whichever one you're going to do. You can't die being a soul, but it's the lessons learned while the soul is encased in a body that go on to where the soul will progress or degress to. So it's simply a matter of consciousness. As far as losing the physical body, lots of people will do that because it's now going to take a conscious, mental, spiritual action to get past that. You're now not going to be able to lip service, I'm going to fast, or I didn't do this. You don't do it, then you're celebrating. See, you can lie to everything but yourself. Anybody who lies to themselves is a fool because you better start, instead of criticizing others, start with yourself. Get yourself straight. When you feel perfect within, you'll be looking perfect without, and souls will be able to see that without saying a word to you. If not, you have frailties like then. Why try to help somebody else if you can't help yourself? So it's a matter now, who stays alive, who dies, who ascends, who descends, it's all up to you. Start with self.
But we are looking at some significant things that are going to start taking place in 2010. Correct?
They're already taking place. Everything okay. that was in each month that we just passed through had a transitional thing. Something new was introduced. And
okay.
now we're seeing the results of those things being introduced. They got Codex Alimentarius now to ban everything good that you can think of taking and put it into a law. What's a law? As one of your presidents said, it's just a piece of paper when he referred to the Constitution. It's just a piece of paper. It's a matter of what you adhere to in mind and what becomes a rule. There is no kind of way a billion people can subdue 6 billion people, and it's not even a billion of them. It's a matter of what they make us put up on ourselves because of fear and following laws that they don't follow themselves. Do not what the master tells you, but what the master of consciousness, who you came from, dictates to you because you are part of that mind. Leave their world alone. Get into your own.
Okay. A question came through. Someone asked about the alignment of Venus and the sun in 2010. Can we use the energy that is being pushed here? Can assist us in our meditation?
Well, Venus, as far as I understand it, again, Brother Seven mentioned that at the beginning of the show, and I thank you, Brother Seven, because I know it's a lot you could say in giving me this time to speak my own, but I do realize that you're a beautiful, brilliant, your wisdom teacher. So, as I say, if you wish to chime in there, I can understand it. I had most of my say now. But I will say this, as far as I understand, Venus is a planet under Dracon control. But Venus now, as I believe the Chinese astronomers, I don't believe most of our astronomers because they're paid off and scared to not get tenure and not get sabbaticals and not be able to get grants. But our planet now has so many chemtrails, we didn't even touch that, so many things now that we look like Venus from space, from the pictures I've seen, because these Dracons have put on all this false atmosphere to control the weather, to control the minds, control and call on what they call this, global warming, which there is no such thing, but there is now because nothing can escape. They got this big blanket over every damn thing. Pardon the expression, I hate to curse, I get angry for what they're doing to this planet, just like they did to Venus. So the thing is, again, let's not worry about what other planets are doing. We got a big enough challenge on this one. If we can get this one right, as little mitochondria, little cells who came here with consciousness of souls, if we can get this one right, it won't matter what they do because they will cease to exist on our parameters. It's just a matter of what each individual here decides, what collectively we do together, and what the Creator tells us to do that we listen to.
Indeed.
Seven, you
Indeed.
Have some people that... Yes, but you have some people in the chat room that actually had a question for you, but I'm going to wait for them to ask the question. All right, so we're going into, let's see, another set of questions. One Goddess Isis asked the question, what is the difference between believing and knowing?
Belief and knowing. Simply semantics and whatever consonant we put into words. What you believe, you may not have proof of, but proof is something that only physical reality teachers and pragmatists look for. Knowing, everything is in the all-knowing. We come from the all-knowing. We are part of the all-knowing. That's why we know all. But we know little if we now must dissect what we know and being taught how to rethink. You know, when the University of Chicago, when if we go to that guy's name now, started at the chancellor over there at one time and all, they got together over there and they said, we're going to change history. And they made up the word history, simply meaning this. That is his story. They took all the things, their first degrees, and I know I'm on a little far-fetched here, but I want to get into this. They took the best degrees and granted the first degrees in Egyptology over at the University of Chicago. They took all the other books and got together with Cambridge and Dartmouth and Harvard and got together and said, we will now teach a new parameter. We're going to change history and make history ours. So it's not like you say they burned the books. They wouldn't allow other books to be taught. They had to have you quote certain people till you could quote it. The more you could quote it, the better degrees they gave you. Until now, we don't even know the real history of Earth, which is a mystery. It's the same thing here. Whatever you fall subject to by your controllers, you believe. Pretty soon you forgot that it was not the truth because the truth was never told. The truth is always out there. The truth is always in there. It's within you. Once you're given the time, the right food, the right water, the time to think, you become dangerous because now you will think past the realms of those who are your controllers and slavers. You drink into the realms of the consciousness of those who want you to ascend. And your whole reason for being is because either you needed it, wanted it, and got it, or you wanted it, didn't know you needed it, and got it anyway. you get it straight here one way or the other, because this is a hard taskmaster. It's a hard classroom, but that classroom is ascending. There's still hope for everybody.
Someone's asking questions about 1111. Why do we keep seeing it? What is the significance with these numbers? I had a friend of mine tell me that they were waking up every morning between 3:15 and 3:33 in the morning. And then there's these 1111s. Even my daughter said something to that effect of 1111s. Why do people keep seeing these numbers or these sequential numbers?
Well, it could be a number of reasons. I see 7-11. Okay, there are other people to see 3-7s. There are other people to see 12s. It's a matter of wherever energies. Your time is relative. We see what we're supposed to see. These may be code words. What they call there's a Fibonacci series words. This may be simply a code by the 11th density that you came in, the 11th ray. Hard to know, but these are awakening numbers. Some of these numbers, and this is going to be look at the negative side, are implanted numbers, where when you're in these hospitals and stuff, they put chips into you. And some of these are parameters by which these chips are supposed to be activated. There was a movie out called Telefono about 25 years ago. A telephone rang, the voice said something, and a person went into a comatose state and remembered all the things that they were supposed to do were evil. Some of these numbers are sequences that we came in on as souls. Some of these numbers have been implanted and are supposed to make us wake up and do good things or bad things. Many things else, you know, they talk about sacred geometry. Symbols, numbers are one thing. Symbols are another. If numbers become the symbols, it's an awakening thing. Symbols are better than numbers. This is why crop circles are there and patterns are there, because one picture is worth a billion words. One picture may wake up in one portion of the brain everything that we've got locked in there, and that symbol doesn't. Right now, we're reduced to numbers. As we get more into the fifth dimension, they will become symbols. That's what the crop circles are trying to show. They're all portals of awakening stored in the brain, in that big cosmic right brain, which can go and do anything. It's now awakening symbols.
What does it really mean if a person is contacted by a particular deity?
Well, it's according to the deity they believe in. Did the deity identify his or herself? How often was this? Was this from childhood or after they took some drugs? You know, it all depends. Deities have names. Angels have names. Angels are angles. Everybody's got an angle out here. The only deity you need is your creator's deity. You create other deities. You may have been other deities, or because of whatever you're doing, you may draw forth other deities. It's a matter of consciousness.
Yes.
Seven.
I mean, and Blair is just a master with the words. I mean, it's just smooth. I mean, you can, the flow of everything is just so smooth. I'm really sitting down. I love to be the observer and the student at any point. And, you know, I've been watching Dr. Blair's work for 4 years, and he did leave off the spotlight for a while. And then we were, out of all the people that I see out there, I can personally say, and there's a lot of members of the resistance and people who have our information. You know, Blair is definitely the only one I've seen personally out there that's really saying it like it is and pointing people back into themselves. And that's just so important right now because of the transformation, because there's a lot of confusion with understanding the stories of the deities and the gods and things like that. It's, you know, it's not a light matter. And man, I just wanted to just say thanks personally for coming forward and bringing the information to us.
Well, thank you, brother, and believe me, I say this with tears in my soul. It's hard for me to cry, but I can cry. I've seen myself cry. I paid a heavy price to do what I'm doing, and to my dead wife, if I did any less, I wouldn't be able to stand myself. As I say, she was poisoned because she was my mate. We were both poisoned. I lived, and I asked them, you know, if you took her, why did you leave me? And you better give me a reason, or you won't have to search for a devil who'll be right on earth. And I sat in a room for 3 weeks. I was going to defecate, urinate. I did nothing. I lost 90 pounds. And I sat there wanting to die, and they wouldn't let me. And I said, if you let me live, then you better give me some vengeance or some understanding, or you're going to have you won't have to worry what the devil is. It'll be Blair on earth. They did reveal that to me. I went through a big transformation, and I pray each night to be have the strength to say what is truthful, to stop lying to myself and to any others, and no matter who comes forth to say the same thing. I think if I do that, I gain life, I gain recognition for the dead wife, and I gain recognition for anybody who's on the path. So, brother, I can only say you don't know how much you made me feel good with that, and I thank you so very much.
All right. Amira Hall has a question, and the question is, will disease disappear or will people begin to heal from conditions that doctors cannot heal?
I was kind of I had another phone ringing here. I'm sorry. Would you repeat part of that, please? I'm sorry, Sister Wisdom.
Amira Hall asks, will disease disappear or will people begin to heal from conditions that doctors cannot heal?
Oh, it's according to the doctor. Physician heals themselves. Most doctors, medical doctors, and allopathic doctors die by 62. So I don't think they're good examples. But nevertheless, the consciousness of healing is within. And in the herbs, in the water, in the air, in the energy that is everywhere. People with melanin have to go natural. They have to deal with light. They must deal with sound. They must deal with the herbals and green things of earth, the chlorophyll containing. The only difference between human hemoglobin and plant chlorophyll is one magnesium molecule. We're plants in ascendancy. Everything we ingest, if we ingest it on a higher plane, pH factor 7 or above, 120 megahertz, we become powerful gods while still alive. We do this anyway by the use of hormones, but the hormones only affect certain glands. When we affect all glands through all chakras, we are one with the Creator. We are now ascendancy to the ninth chakra and beyond. We are now one with the universe. Used to be people could do that, and when they needed other lessons, they used pyramids and things like this to go to other planets, to go to the ends of the cosmos. You know, it's another thing, too, just kind of rambling a little bit. People want to get into space propulsion. And they say jet fuel can't do it. You got to get magnetic fuel. That can't do it. The fastest means of propulsion is pure thought. Think where you are, and you're there instantaneously because you change vibrations. We will soon learn that the Merkaba and the Ba'avakahala, which is in the Kabahala, is simply a vehicle of choice. Be where you are, wherever you are, be there now. Be at the end of the cosmos, be at the end of the rainbow, wherever you center, that's where you are, and you can build with whatever material you find there.
Okay, a question. The past 2 years, this person says, in the past 2 years, whenever they sneeze, they temporarily see intangible, translucent, either strings or stings in their vision field. What is that exactly?
That's hard to explain. One thing, we have to first get past the physical. Some strings and floaters and stuff are in the eye because they're bacteria that die in our eye, and we reflect it through the cornea, again, into the iris, which photographs it. We cannot see. If you're talking transcendental, if you're talking metaphysical, then we see on the 12 spectrum, infrared to ultraviolet, but that is not the end of the spectrum. It is simply what we're built to see within a 12-spectrum diameter. If we're talking about thoughts, we can see anything we want in our mind. It's just that our brains can't focus on anything that's not already seen by the eye, and the eye can't see with anything that's not already registered on the brain. That's where we're limited by these stupid, crazy reptile brains. But in total consciousness, you're everywhere. You can see anything. You just want to and ask to and will be there. And if not necessary, we come into the star body, we come out of our bodies and see whatever the astral body can see. We're limited only by our consciousness. We're limited only as souls who are fledgling and baby-like. These souls are becoming mature now. We're becoming mature now. And the sky is the limit, literally.
I do have a question. Have a question. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I went through a major transformation where I went through something of an activation where nodes and things were turned on in my brain, and I was perceptive of light and information through light. And I think I took a download. I really was playing around with ultraviolet light, and I took a download of about, it seemed to be like 60 million years worth of information, and that information was starting to be unpacked by the brain, which was very slow at first, but now very fast. So I recall things all the time of what was in that information. And I wanted to ask personally, what happened to the brotherhood? Because when I had made this transformation, I thought when I looked out the curtain that I was going to see the Matrix world or something, because it was such a strong transformation. I had I didn't understand the potential of the energy that I was about to deal with. But when I felt so much inside that I was then going to be able to find others that were like myself, and that we're on this high accelerated level of not only just thought, but also of ability. But I found all these, the brotherhoods that were tainted with all sorts of stuff, even from Agartha to Shambhala to the Masons to the Rosicrucians. What really happened?
The brotherhood became the sisterhood. The sisterhood became the netherworld. We had worked. They took these souls coming in, and unless they were born, what do you want to call it, at home with home birth and stuff like this, they took these souls, and in the first 72 hours of their birth, they gave them 7 and 8 shots, including hepatitis C and everything else. They put chips into them, and these babies then were left the hospital encrypted, chipped, and under control. Then they had to spend their years of confirmation, or their years of evolvement, just trying to get back to where they came in the first race. This is why born in these hospitals nowadays is a very dangerous item. Because they're going to put shots into you. They even try to put, they try to get cesareans. My whole point is this. This world has, when these serpents who control this planet, or who have dominated the control of this planet, saw what was going to happen, they start looking into their future. They said, we have got to stop this. We've got to infiltrate these society. We've got to stop people from expanding. And they've been very successful. There are 96 dead microbiologists now with 15 missing over the last 4 years. Why?
Yes.
Because they either worked on a project, and the people that they worked on, they killed their loved ones and stuff, they got a vendetta going, they killed them, or they knew too much, knew that they'd be able to tell people what all the swine flu and foolishness really is, and therefore they killed them. It's the same thing with the death of a mind. Once you kill your mind, you kill your soul. Because, they say, the mind is the brain for the spirit. They took the spirit out of things here, because they didn't want the spirit to rise in the consciousness of people while these souls were still embodied. That's why they kill off all the inventions that are good. That's why they got Codex Alimentarius again here. They've done a good job of holding us back. Now, in spite of them, the very planet that they're trying to hold back, the denizens, the mitochondria, the people on it, they now are going to have to have their hands put behind their back. They can't do anything to prop the progress of this planet, but they're trying everything to get an attempt to do it.
Someone asked a question about Barack Obama. They asked, was Barack Obama a draconian or a reptilian? And they said, because sometimes when he speaks, he stutters. And, they just want to know what is the deal with Barack Obama?
Let's say this. I refuse to speak on the President of the United States for various reasons. I say what is obvious to the soul is obvious to the eye, is obvious to the ear. When he was speaking from the soul, you heard him. The words flow like they flow through me when I speak from the soul. When you have to become pragmatic and weigh your words, you stutter and everything else. And if your soul has already been awakened and now you're putting in dead fuel into it, you will stutter. And you will also see things go lower in vibration. Every cell reacts to that. You cannot play with highs and lows without, again, let's put it like this. And I heard what you said, but I'm going to answer it my way. Three types of energy that a planet under a sun like this one can operate on. Org is the first one. Org means original, organic, orgasm, organism. It means a flow of life force from the first cause. It can operate on magnetics, north and south pole. Magnetism either repels or draws. Magnetic energy is very strong. It's the spirit. It's what the pineal gland loves. The third energy is electricity. Can't get any lower than that, but they've succeeded. They not only took and made electricity the apparent energy here, but they put extra low frequency ELF waves, which we didn't even get into propagation now on microwave ovens and hair dryers and cell phones and digital TV. So whatever you choose to operate on, that's what you get. When you're trying to reach souls and you want to influence people, you operate on a higher place. When you begin to start pragmatically and try to operate through military advisors and stuff, you operate on the magnetic place. And when you get downright doing things that you know are not true or saying that are not true, you operate on the lowest place. We choose whichever field we choose to operate within. All three are available to us now.
Okay. I have a call coming in from California. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Lennon.
Hey, Lennon.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. You know, I'm in the chat room, and I just want to, thank you, and thank Sevan, of course, but I just want to express to Dr. Baird in the chat room right now the energy that's there and the amount of support and just the volume of people and the volume of conversation that's in there. It's very, very powerful. And I just want to just say on behalf of everyone who's in the chat room that we appreciate everything that you've done for so many. We're talking decades, and you've literally helped so many of us to, you know, come out of our slumber. And I just want to just speak on behalf of everyone in the chat room, and everyone agrees, we send you love and positivity. We thank you from our soul. We thank you. We really appreciate all that you've done for us.
And you, again, like Brother Seven, you make me choke up. Like I say, I don't choke up to pain. I choke up to consciousness. And to hear you say that helps because, as I say, I've been through a lot. So I appreciate that. I will also say to people, too, pragmatically, because they have a huge overhead still in the organization, buy some of our products. We research them, and I see the problems, and what we reveal on our website are solutions to the problem, whether it be monatomic gold, whether it be the, the diodes, whether it be magnets, whether it be the brain boosters, sex enhancers, whatever it is, buy from us. And, of course, that way, of course, you know the corporations aren't going to buy from me. I'm always tearing them apart. So buy what we have. Buy some of my tapes directly. And things like this, and I can only say thank you.
I mean, if I could chime in real quick, Dr. Bly, I just wanted to let you know we're definitely going to be working on getting you a new site together and passing those keys into your hand and getting it and getting those products put together in packages and getting it out to the people because it's really it's all coming together now. I always say 2010 is really the rollout year, but we've been waiting. And people are waiting, and they're ready, and they're ready to do what they need to do, and you know, and spend what they need to spend, and to get to their next level. Because it's, I always say this, you know, we were told we were going to be flying by the year 2000, and it came and went. And especially, I think I'm half indigo, half crystal. But for the indigos, it was really a big disappointment to not see we were doing the Jetsons, and now we have an opportunity to be able to do that. And you bring in your knowledge forth, as I said in the comments, that is going to allow us to complete, you know, what we set out to do. So it's a great time for all of us.
Thank you. And I sincerely hope that you're right, and I think that you're right. And in fact, down my soul, I know you're right.
I got a question for you. Someone asked, can you define the difference between the gods, the creator, angels, demons, et cetera?
Oh, wow. Well, stratification, they're all one same because they all come from the same source. And people say, well, how can God, this good, create evil? God didn't create evil. God is. We, in thinking more from the... this is interesting because I started off with an answer for questions, and yet I understand that that can only embellish on what I already know. The creator I call universal prime creator. That's the best I can think of in using adjectives and descriptive adjectives and nouns to say creator is. From the creator, you get ascension or descension, left or right. You get lateral or physical up and down perpendicular movement. Therefore, you get co-creators and gods and so forth. Most things that are temporal, that don't last long and are very little substance, especially when they use three letters and letters like this or whatever again, are usually seen backwards. If you take God and you spell it backwards, what do you get? If you take devil and spell it backwards, what do you get? If you speak evil and spell it backwards, what do you get? These are just ways of showing the mirror of reflection of consciousness. We become the opposite of what we can be because the soul doesn't know who he is or who she is. Therefore, we go out and create our own things to metamorphosize what we really are. We are all those things we have within us in ourselves, are all these things we see, good and bad. We are manifestations of thought, and thought is where we came from. We are thetas.
I love it. There are people in here that are definitely expressing their gratitude to you. One person asked, can you please tell us where we can get meditation techniques that can help us with our ascension?
I have a tape called Techniques of Meditation, and I do workshops,
yay!
Which are even better than the tapes because it's hands-on, but I can't do it for about 30 people at a time. But there are different forms of it. I've been blessed enough to use two pretty well. One is called The Golden Sun, and the other is called The Sound of Silence. Meditation, of course, can come from within. It can come from without. I simply practice a couple that have been very good. Other than that, I do have a CD tape called Techniques of Meditation. It is not the only form. I don't know it's the best form. It's the form that I best utilize and has helped a lot of people.
Okay. Giftmates ask, can one be evil or mean-spirited? Hold on, I've been lost them. They're moving too fast. Hold on for a minute. I lost them. Can one be evil and mean-spirited and be enlightened at the same time?
There are many who are enlightened, and the enlighteners, or those who have been enlightened through them, may be mean and evil. They reflect only the gross. When things are said, there was a thing called backward masking. It was a machine that they made the guy leave the country for. It made it. He would take tapes of a person speaking and play it backwards. And sometimes along that line, the very contradiction of what was being said by the mouth was being said when you play it backwards. Again, it showed a backward way. When we follow that that is less than what we know and less than what we can shoot for and achieve, we go backwards. And then where we speak backwards, we act backwards, we do things that are evil and bad. As I said before, spell evil backwards, it's live. Spell devil, spell lived backwards, it's devil. We can become our thoughts, or we can become more than our thoughts by tuning to the thoughts of the Creator. It's a matter of us. We choose what we want to be. We are the product of our thoughts.
Okay, and that applies. Well, actually, they reposted it. They said, can one be evil or mean-spirited and be an enlightened, conscious individual at the same time? But that's basically the same answer, correct?
Same ring.
Okay. Another person had asked, what are your thoughts about the energy in Africa at this time?
Africa is a very interesting continent. Of course, it's not the names that any of these continents used to have, and it's not the same. In Gabon, West Africa, they now have found what they call an unnatural atomic reactor. When I saw that phrase in one of these CNN things or one of these these august researchers, I said, what is a natural atomic reactor? What they said was they had found a reactor-type unit there that, rather than to say somebody was smarter than them at one time and was there, they simply a natural thing. Okay. In Gabon, West Africa, now there's a five-mile area where magnetism is coming out of the ground. That magnetism is so strong, it's beginning to knock out the satellites, which run by electricity around the world. It is one of their pragmatic things that is giving them fits. They're telling you that the United States, that the world is losing its magnetism. One of the biggest lies ever told. The world is becoming more magnetic through our second sun, which we are now a binary star sun system, and they won't tell us that. I have people around the world taking pictures of it, and I was one of the first ones to suggest that 3 years ago to take the cameras out or Polaroids where you develop on the spot, take the sun, not ascending, but take the sun as it sets and photograph it. At first you could see it when it was ascending. That's now changed. You now see it when it's setting, descending. And if you take a picture of it, you'll see that there are two of them. They're almost becoming one now, and the vibration of that energy is so strong you cannot see it. Even with the Kim bio trails, which they spray every day and try to keep our world in density and trying to bring on global warming, it shines through that. You look at it long enough, you have to go into astral sight in order to stand it. You won't be able to look into it because it's emitting magnetism. Magnetism is coming out of Africa. Magnetism is coming out from the opening at the poles of our earth by which she breathes. Magnetism is awakening the spiritual consciousness, and magnetism will take us into the higher dimension of orgasm and organism when you go into the fifth dimension. We are in a process of change. We're in a process of consciousness. We're in a process of ascension.
Okay, now let's talk about, let's focus a little bit more on this second sun, because, you know, they've been talking about this whole thing. First of all, it's to my understanding that, in fact, our current solar system, actually, we're actually the aliens that's coming into the Milky Way at this point, because we actually belong to a different solar system. And now that we're currently in our new home or our new solar system, my uncle who works for NASA was schooling me about this. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about how we were, if you have an infrared light, you can actually see like our actual solar system, and it doesn't even look you know, with the stars surrounding it and so forth and so on, it'll actually show something completely different. But the way I understood it was that we are in a binary solar system at this time. But here's the question. People are thinking that the second sun, I've heard planet Nibiru, planet X, if you will. They talked about this particular being, this particular body that was found back in 1983, spotted with the IRAS infrared camera. And I know that this particular second sun that you speak of was seen back in 2003, and now it's starting to resurface itself. I'm hearing things like the tail of this particular planet, the moons, and so forth and so on. And this planet was talked about in the ancient Sumerian text, which comes around every 3,600 years, and I've heard every 26,000 years. So can you please, once and for all, smash all that so people know exactly what's going on? Because I'm confused.
Well, I'm not a particle accelerator. I'm not into smashing. I'm into combining and segmenting to look at each part as a whole and put the whole together. I think all of them are right and all of them are wrong because they're holding thoughts based on their consciousness. Now, if they're lying in their thoughts for grants, for what do you want to call it, for sabbaticals, for for all the other things that they give when you do and say the things that they want you to, that's one thing. If they believe what they're saying, then they ought to come together themselves and compare notes with whoever it is, whether it's a meteorologist, whether it's, again, an astrophysicist, whether it's a geophysicist, all of them come together as one. I think a little bit is all. I have a tape out called TOES, The Theory of Everything. And I break each one down. The Creator helped me. That's hard to do. A little old layman like me, I did that. And it's on that tape. Each one of those theories is carried out. All the theories. What is not theory is consciousness of the Creator, who is theoretically dividing us into different groups to see how far we will go and how far we will take things. In answer to that, pragmatically, there is no such thing as a truth. The truth is only as you seem it to be. And as I told you, there was a truth fact out there again. The truth is where you perceive it, and when you find others to perceive it as you do, you like their truths, therefore you stick with it. We are a planet of high ascension. Higher truths have different kind of consciousnesses. We will find ourselves at home on wherever we find things that make us, you know, when we take it too far, we're not uncomfortable. But the Creator is as far as we can go. So each one adopts what they think they can live with, no more, no less. Even scientists do that. Sion means to know. Most scientists don't, and that's why they're scientists. They're supposed to be searching for the truth. When they find the truth and do not progress, that means they're now stagnant. So I simply say all of that is real. Nibiru, I've heard, being an asteroid that is able to change orbits, and like a police governor, it's like the Death Star. When it comes around, that it says every species that is in this part of our galaxy is on it. And wherever they come to a planet, whether they're water creatures, and that's what Avatar is trying to show, whether they're land creatures, whether they're flying creatures, there's somebody on there in higher consciousness that will go and try to talk to them. These reptiles know that when that comes around, they're going to pay for what they did because they're like the police force. But they don't kill. They make you live with whatever you're doing and take you to a place where you can do it. Half the people that are creating hells couldn't live in them. So this is what we're getting. We're getting time for justice, a time for awakening. All of these are only theories, and like I say, I could get into that for the next half an hour, but I do have a tape. It's called The Theory of Everything. I have another tape called TEAS, Terrestrials, Extraterrestrials, and Aliens. All of those address the problem of consciousness, but the problem of consciousness is not without, is within.
Okay, we have, I think, 15 minutes left, and I'm going to take three more questions. The one question was asked by Goddess Isis. She says, how can we regain Africa under our control, and what are your thoughts about reparations?
Well, I think reparations should be granted because they grant reparation to everything else. You know, the people ask for it, you mess over somebody, now you pay your way back. They won't even pay our way back. So I'm saying that as an African. But as a universal person with some African blood, I've got every kind of blood in my veins, period. I didn't come into this soul body here as an African. What was done with Africa, I've had to study. what was done to Africa, I've had to study. I've seen good and I've seen bad in Africa. The Hutsis and Tutsis fight each other because they're under domination of mind. They had no reason to fight each other. They don't even know who killed the president and started that whole mess. But again, we're dictated to. They're good Africans, they're bad Africans. They're dumb Africans, they're wise Africans. They're dumb everybody, they're wise everybody. But everybody is born on each continent for a certain thing. You're born on the continent you can best learn from experience. That's why you're born here. You have to travel to these others. In many cases, and I understand, at least 250 million, maybe more, Africans were killed. I'm not saying that. But not all people that are black and Negroid came from Africa. Some came from Lemuria. Some came from Hyperborea before the magnetic shift. Some were right here in the United States. I mean, so much has gone on here. And there's another thing that gets me, too. And I heard what they said, but here's another thing. I was in hypnosis. It came naturally to me. I worked under a hypnotherapist. I have hypnotized white people. I have hypnotized black people. It took me 13 months with my racially invicted consciousness to understand that when I got into what they call past life regressions, I would ask these people what they look like, and it was as though I hadn't asked the questions. When I finally started getting answers, and they're like, well, what difference does it make? I had people saying, oh, I'm brown. I had people saying, oh, I'm white. I had white people in brown bodies. I had brown people in white bodies. And it took me 13 months to get over my prejudice that whatever we like or hate, we're drawn to. I think that's the course of the universe. I think everything here is what we want, what we think of, and what we do.
Okay, well, another question is, what about the inner sun in Shambhala? How does this sun affect us?
Well, the inner sun is what is cause of the aurora borealis. Now, I know that is not what they teach. But the inner sun shines out through polar openings. I believe in the theory of eternal ice, and I believe in the theory of cosmology that this is a hollow planet, that all
yes.
planets under a sun are hollow, or they could not exist under a sun. And the little
right.
suns are the souls or little cells in these cubicles that we call our planet, and they must stream that light because that's the only way they can stay with the universal creator. Every planet has its own energy field, and it is the energy field of the inside planet, the soul of the planet, that is changing. That's why we, as little mitochondria, must change our little soul lights, too. This is the whole point. Everything streams from without to within, and everything within must stream without. Our planet is undergoing change, just like we're undergoing change. And yes, I do believe that there is a hollow earth, and there's sun streaming out. And when that sun hits the refraction of our own magnetic field from our outer sun and with all of these other things, that's when you start getting the aurora borealis. And for those who said it's only because of chemtrails, no. Before they were spraying 20 years ago, you still had the aurora borealis. It shows the temperament of the inner earth acting with the magnetic resonance of our own planet's chakras and reacting to give you that, what they call the aurora.
Okay, another question was, how do you feel about Oregon energy blasters made from crystals and metal shavings?
I think they work.
That's simple enough.
Yep, I think they work, and I wish more people would make more of them.
Wow, I got people saying this is the best Dr. Blair interview they have ever heard.
Because you and Seven allowed me to talk, you answered the questions, and you waited for my answers rather than imposing your own consciousness. And that's what is beautiful. It takes me far afield and lets me feel comfortable and lets me relax and say what must be said.
Okay, we got 11 minutes left on the call. Again, please plug yourself in, Dr. Blair, please. Let's talk about your ascension packages. I know hopefully you and Seven are going to begin to work together. I want to try to squeeze in there some kind of way, too, as well. You know, how do people get Dr. Blair's packages, you know, your ascension package? What will it do to assist a person's life? You know, how can we what do we need to do to get your stuff, Dr. Blair?
First of all, they need to go to my website, which I pay a lot of money for, and all the banks I have to pay in order to process credit cards, and that's www.themetacenter.com. Not by way of Blair Biz and through some of these other people who steal from me every day, and they know it. They steal my tapes, and they put me on YouTube and PayPal and everything else again, and MySpace. But it's good because it gives me recognition. So even though they steal from me, they're giving to me because you can't stop a thought whose time is due. So www.themetacenter.com. Landline 708-422-6685. www.themetacenter.com. Landline 708 422 6685. And we carry preferably monatomic gold. As I say, by the end of this month, unfortunately, that's going to be denied because they don't like the gold, because the gold does work. We have monatomic gold, 15 different kinds. We have magnets, 40 different kinds. What do magnets do? Magnets speed up healing and take away pain. Magnets work on putting the iron that's in the blood to work. In other words, we have in our red blood cells iron and oxygen. The oxygen speeds up the healing with any break or tear or fracture or anything else. So when you put a magnet around that area, it begins to heal faster because of oxygen. People are having sports injuries now and sprained ankles and broken ankles, and they're taking hot and cold applications. That's barbaric. You take a strong magnet. You wrap it around the wound. It cannot, it will heal because the swelling is from white blood cells to kill off poisons and toxins and bacteria. Bacteria cannot live in a strong magnetic field. So as soon as you wrap, say, a 5,000 Gauss magnet around it, you start instant healing. And everything in your body now is directed toward that healing. It tells the cell governor to start healing, and everything heals faster. Twice the time it takes, in less the time it takes, you get that. So we have magnets for every part of the body. We even have magnetic mattresses that you can sleep on and sleep in a deep magnetic field. We also have in the diodes, the things to protect you from radiation from your cell phones, your computers, your monitors, your scanners, your digitally enhanced TV set, your microwave oven you ought to make into a weapon or give it away because every time you eat that, you got to be crazy, okay? And then, of course, we have the diode plaque, which you put your food on. As you buy it from the grocery store in the shopping bags, sit it on top of the diode plaque or get two of them so you get a bit of a surface. It will take out poisons and toxins out of the food and radiation out of the food. You got a cigarette habit, a coffee habit. Put your cigarette pack in the coffee with the caffeine and nicotine and tars. It will remove them. It will change the element from a negative spin to a positive spin. It is unipolar. So we have diodes, which are just, I don't know, they're just wonderful. People who drive in cars need diodes because every time you sit your sex organ on the seat in that car, which is a solid weld, you turn on the ignition. It gets it's all of that sets a parameter of energy that comes through the car itself, even forming a Faraday cage, which means that even above you, the metal part is now harming your body. When you sit on these pads, it protects your sex organ. And some people, you know, not this audience, I can tell, but some people, they think more of their sex than they do of their brain. So it don't matter what happens to the brain by using the cell phone. But when I tell them that also that the dryness and things is coming from the vagina, that the testes that are swelling up in the prostate trouble in men is coming again from all that daggone energy and the metal cutting in that car with the radiation, now they listen. And if you doubt that, get in your car, turn on the radio, put a cell phone to your ear, whatever you want, and then pass by another car, you hear static. Pass by a tower, you hear static. That means your car just got radiated. That means after about 5 to 6 months, your whole car now is radioactive and fatigued. We have things to stop that. And then, of course, we come into what we call the last thing that we have, which is magnets, diodes, and monatomic gold. The monatomic gold helps to raise the energy in your blood to 121 megahertz. If we could come close to that, we'd be geniuses. And that means that no bacteria can live in that kind of an energy. But what do? They're now trying to take that off the market. So we still have it. If you're going to buy the gold, you'd have to hurry up and place your order. We've got only 15 days to get it to you. If you want the other things, and if, again, the Creator wants it that way and we have enough people coming together, the rest of our products are there. We have brain boosters. We have energy enhancers. We have everything that I have found that I could connect with a company that could produce something good for the problems that we have that are bad.
Somebody asked a question. This is real quick. They said, is HIV real or just a way to diagnose people into toxic medication regimes that thwart DNA synthesis or DNA synthesis?
HIV, swine flu, SARS, AIDS, all man-made, all retrovirus because they found that melanin and the pineal gland was even defeating that, so they had to go out and make it even worse, make it genetic specific by studying the 75,000 trillion cells that are in the human genome. All of these are man-made things. None of this is God-made. All of these are things that these scientists have done to try and get a genetic modification. They wanted to get something that would attack each and every race the way they wanted it to. And usually the ones that are black are the ones they envy the most because of the pineal gland and the ability to be very spiritual. So as I say, all of these are false. All of these are man-made items. And man-made items can be defeated if we can get high enough in consciousness. Even the very sun will soon kill off those kind of organisms. But the point is, again, as soon as they begin to fight to see this happening, they try to retrovirus and spray it in the air and try to get you taken out with it. None of these are real. All of these are real only to the point that they're man-made and are therefore superficial. Rise high enough in vibration, take in high enough quality foods, your immune system will get in there and attack them like it does every other thing. But they even try to, we could talk about this as a whole new subject, they even put some of these things in liposomes. They put them in casements in nanotechnology so that they're giving off a signal which acts like a virus or a bacteria, and it's really a man-made nanotechnology. Even that can be stopped with magnets and with electricity. It's just a matter of finding out who's there, smashing it. The thing is then getting that damn, pardon my expression, thing out of your system, and that takes a little bit of doing, but that can also be done. Everything they do can be undone. Everything can be undone.
Monatomics, are you saying that by 2010 that there won't be any more monatomics?
No, I don't know. Hopefully monatomics will be a way of life soon, because the mono means one. The smaller the thing, the better it can do for you if you're taking the right thing. I'm saying that the gold products that we handle will be discontinued at the end of the month because of all the government restrictions placed on the company.
Wow, man.
So if
you're
going to get them, you better
really
get them now and store them, because believe me, they are worth storing. We're going to get something else coming through. I'm working on it that we'll have to try to replace that. But it's a beautiful thing that shouldn't have gone. It will also go by the way of the spirits and by the way of these reptiles.
Okay, we have 3 minutes remaining left on the show. Dr. Blair, I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us. Seven, I'm very glad that you came and co-hosted. Thank you to all the members, you know what I'm saying, in the chat room. I mean, they had like hundreds and hundreds of questions. Like, they just kept going and going. I couldn't even keep up with all the questions that they were throwing at me. I'm just like, hey, I slow down. I can't keep up. You know, so I wanted to say that I really do appreciate that, Dr. Blair. And again, guys, make sure you get a chance. You'll be able to hear the show actually broke down. Hopefully I'll get Lennon or Seven to break the show down and put it on YouTube. So you can listen to it on IsisWisdom.com. You can also hear it here on Blog Talk Radio and in the archives as well. And don't forget to check out the websites, themetacenter.com. Themetacenter.com. I want to make sure I get that right. Themetacenter.com. Also check out Seven's site, thewords.ning.com. Also check out linenhonorfilms.com. I'm telling you right now, with all that we just gave you, that should be enough to suffice you guys forever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, it's just a lot going on. And you know what? We'll be definitely looking forward to having you back again. This is one powerful show. I can't wait to blast that thing out to Kingdom Come. I told you what my database was, so I'm definitely going to send that out for people to listen to it. And Seven, do you have any closing words?
No, I really, you can't, you can't take anything or give anything to the show at this point, man. It's at the top of the hour. You know, the elder has definitely come forward and spoken and made the youth vigorous to get on board and get ready to do what it does. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people that are now being accumulated at this point. And so I really believe we have a chance at doing things here on earth. But again, everyone's choices within themselves also. And I believe they have all the tools right now.
Okay, well, that's what it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Blair, and we are going to close out.
Thank you again, Sister Isis Wisdom. Thank you again, Brother Seven. May the Creator bless us all. May we ascend, and may we be happy and lovely.
All right, peace.